In our previous shiur, we began to discuss this the concept of being ma'isa meidah, that a person has the ability to make a declaration at any point, as the Gemara says, and we will, amidst Hashem, still hopefully discuss in our shiurim. Typically, it's done erev Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur in the evening by Kol Nidrei, that any nedarim that I'm going to make this year should be null and void. We also discussed why Mesiras Maidah is effective. The Ran's opinion is that it's a neder tosh. The Chazanish opinion is that by having made that declaration previously, it prevents that the articulation of the neder should be a valid articulation. Rav Shimon Shkop's opinion was that it's a form of Ataras Nedarim. It's a form of the same as we always could be Matar and Neder. And the other opinion that we learned, the sheet of the Sefer Aflos Nedarim, is that Osa Dibur Mavatal Dibur. As we will continue discussing these halachas, we will also see how this machlokes that we just quoted has very great relevance to the halach lemaisa. As we said, the Gemara says clearly in the opinion of Abaya that the Mesiras Maidah is only effective if when he made the neder, he forgot that he was Maisa Maidah. But if when he makes the neder, he remembers the Mesiras Maidah, and he still makes the neder anyway, that indicates that he is not interested in the Mesiras Maidah anymore, and his neder will be effective. And as is obvious, as we learn the question of the sugya Mesiras Maidah, and as we learned in the Gemara, and all know that we do Mesiras Maidah every year, erev Rosh Hashanah, and we say Kol Nidrei every year on the evening of Yom Kippur, the question that automatically comes up is, if so, why do we need to ever worry about Nedarim? And frankly, why do we need to do Hataras Nedarim and Kol Nidrei every year again? If we have done it once, it should be adequate. But now that we're learning that if I remember when I said the neder about the Mesiras Maidah, then the Mesiras Maidah is not effective, then the halacha is, then the Mesiras Maidah is not effective. So we always need to be concerned, and it may indeed be the case, that you remembered the Mesiras Maidah. There's a machloikus hapoiskim. This halacha that we just quoted is when you made a general declaration, and the halacha, as is stated clearly in the Gemara, certainly according to Abaya, is that if you remember the Mesiras Maidah when you say the neder, then the Mesiras Maidah will become null and void. What would be the halacha if you didn't make a general Mesiras Maidah? You made a Mesiras Maidah regarding a specific subject. You said that any neder I'm going to say regarding this issue should not be a neder. What will be the halacha then? So the Prisha and the Shach say, in this case, since your Mesiras Maidah was so specific, then even if you remember your nether, your Mesiras Maidah, when you make the nether will not be a nether. And perhaps the explanation is, because when the Mesiras Maidah is on a specific nether, then it's not really in the category of a Mesiras Maidah. It's more in the category of a Tanai. And as we've learned so many times in our Masechta, of course, one can make a Tanai in his nether. There are, however, Achronim that disagree. The Nidre is reason, the Seif Elef HaMogen, and their opinion is that our Gemara doesn't differentiate between a general Mesiris Medar and a specific Mesiris Nadar, and therefore the halacha will be that even if it was a specific Mesiris Medar, if you remember it when you make the nether, the Mesiris Medar will not be effective. Then there's a very fundamental machlokes achronim. Somebody was Mois Medar, a general Mesiris Medar, and then he made a nether, and when he made a nether, he remembered his Mesiris Medar. So as we're learning, that if you remember Bishat at the time you make the nether, that you made a Mesiris Medar, the nether will be effective, and not the Mesiris Medar. But ask the Marit, what does that do to other Nadarim? That means I made Mesiris Medar Erev Rosh Hashanah. I made a declaration Erev Rosh Hashanah. I made a nether a week later, so I remembered my Mesiris Medar, and therefore, as we're learning, the nether will be effective. And then a couple months later, I make another nether, and then I don't remember the Mesiris Medar. What's the halacha? What's the shaila? Do we say the fact that you made a nether and you remembered your Mesiris Medar, and therefore by making the nether, even though you remembered your Mesiris Medar, you are showing that the Mesiris Medar is null and void? Does it mean it's entirely null and void? Or does it mean it's only null and void as far as this nether is concerned, but doesn't mean it's entirely null and void? And perhaps this question is really connected to what we discussed. Why does Mesiris Medar work? If we say that Osi Dibur Mevatel Dibur, so the nether is Mevatel the Mesiris Medar, if you remember it, and it's completely bottle. If we say that it works because Mesiris Medar is a form of Ataras Chacham, by making the nether and remembering the Mesiris Medar, you're reversing that Atara, and therefore even if there'll be a later nether made where you didn't remember the Mesiris Medar, it wouldn't help. However, if we learn that Mesiris Medar is a concept of nether toss, so because I didn't make a mistake today, that doesn't mean that I don't make a mistake 6 months later. Or if the Chazon Ish explains that the Mesiris Medar affects the articulation, the proper articulation of the nether, today's nether might have been properly articulated because the Mesiris Medar is not really make a difference because I remember today the Mesiris Medar, but that has nothing to do with a later Mesiris Medar. And therefore, as I said, it's a very fundamental machloikus achroinim. If a nether that I made today, if I make a nether and I remember the Mesiris Medar once, will that completely eradicate the Mesiris Medar, or will it only be ineffective during the time that I remembered, but not for the times that I do not remember? There's another very fundamental question. When one is Moisa Medar, does he have to say the words of the Mesiris Medar out loud? Or is it enough that he thinks it? Or is it enough that he says it silently? And actually, this question is very much connected to how we learn Pshat in the Gemara. How do we Shoinim learn pshat in the Gemara. Because our sugya begins, with a question on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov discusses situations of Nidri's reason, and then he says, Haroitz Levat Nidri. And the Gemara immediately asked a question on Pashup Shad in the Mishnah. The Gemara immediately asked the question, What is this Mishnah saying? The Mishnah is saying that if you made an edit that your friend should come eat by you, and I said, Kol neder shani osu leader who bottle, uvat shizok v'shas neder. So the Gemara question was, if I made this declaration, so I never meant to make a neder. So it has nothing to do with Nidri's reason. So the Ran asks the question. Maybe the Mishnah is referring to a situation where I made the Mesiris Maidah quietly. And since, you know, as the Ran says, the Gemara's question is that since he knows that the nether is not chal, the person who was invited, doesn't know. So therefore, the nether is bottle. So the question is, why do we say that the Mishnah is referring to a situation where the nether, the mysterious Medon, was done quietly, and therefore the person who was supposed to come to eat by me, where I made a nether, you better come, did not know about it, and therefore we have to come on to Nidri's Ruzin. So the Ran answers that our Gemara, our Mishnah, is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. And in the previous Mishnah, we learned the halachas of Nidri's Ruzin. So the Gemara is assuming that our Mishnah is a continuation of those halachas, teaching us the halachas of Nidri's Ruzin, not anything else. And if we're learning that really Pshat in our Mishnah is because it has to do with the Mesiris Maidah, so then why is that? So then this has nothing to do with Nidri's Ruzin. The Rosh, however, quotes the opinion of the Rain that says that a Mesiris Maidah cannot be done quietly. And therefore, if we're going to want to explain that our Mishnah is referring to a situation where a Mesiris Maidah was done quietly, it cannot be explained that way. You have to say it out loud. And the Bach says, however, that even though you have to articulate the words, you don't have to say it that loud that someone else has to hear it. The Taz and the Shach disagree. And they say that no, from our Gemara, not only from the way the Re'im explains our Gemara, not only is it clear that you have to say it out loud, but the halacha, not only is it clear that you have to say it, but you have to say it out loud. Because that was the whole pshat in the Re'im, that if the vart is that the person heard me, then I should have said it loud enough that he should have heard it. So therefore, the Paiskim say, La Locha, you should say, if you're going to say the Mesiris Maidah, you should say it, and not only say it, but say it out loud. The Paiskim go on to say that Mesiris Maidah, this is very important, because as we're going to speak about that Taurus Nadarm of Erev Rosh Hashanah, we will recognize there are two elements to that Hataras Nadarim. There's the Hataras Nadarim, revoking the Nadarim that have already been said. And the other element is speaking about the future. The Mesiris Maidah part speaking about the future can be really done by Yechidus. It's L'chatchila, the Paiskim say, you should try to do it in front of two or three people. But Alpidin, certainly if you're articulating, verbalizing the word, you could say it by Yechidus. Because one of the questions is, women don't come to Shul Erev Rosh Hashanah, but the issue of Nedarim obviously applied to women as they apply to men. So the question is, how do women do Ataras Nedarim? So regarding the Nedarim that we already said, we will discuss. But regarding Mesiras Medah, a woman can make Mesiras Medah at home. And I saw, in fact, Rav Moshe Sternbuch, Neshalas Chuvas, Chuvas and Haggis, Chelik Aleph Shin Lamed Ches, Chelik Gimel Simen Kuf Samach, says this way. However, for Mesiras Medah to be effective, the person who's saying the Mesiras Medah has to understand what they're saying and what they're doing. Moreover, the Paiskim say that one should not rely, and this is again why we do Ataras Nedarim every year, and this is why if you have a specific neder that you want to have revoked, you should do Ataras Nedarim on it, not just rely on the Ataras Nedarim of Erev Rosh Hashanah, because we don't want to rely on Mesiras Medah L'chatchila. The Maritz says we only rely on Mesiras Medah B'shayit, that he made a nether, and as our Gemara has taught us, the seriousness of violating a nether. Somebody made a nether, he violated the nether, so now he could rely on the Mesiras Medah that he didn't really violate a nether. But L'chatchila, one should not rely on Mesiras Medah. Specifically, the Paiskim say that the Mesiras Medah of Kol Nidrei, which is not specific, the person isn't speaking about himself at all, one should not rely on. However, in previous Shiurim, when we spoke about Menhagim, we discussed that in certain circumstances, the Halacha, where Machmer considers that somebody was mekabel a minig, even though he didn't expressly accept it upon himself. So, for example, we said that if somebody has minig that he's done three times, even though he never expressly said it, that that's his intent, that it should become a nether, it's treated like a nether. So, certainly, as we discussed in those situations, the halach, the best thing to do is always to say bli neder. However, since it's not clear that there was a really an effective acceptance of a neder, for those situations, we could rely on the Mesiras Medah. Furthermore, the Taz says that Mesiras Medah is only effective for Nedarim that one makes himself. But let's say someone goes to a Beis Din or any such situation and he is sworn, somebody else makes him swear, under those circumstances the Mesiras Medah that he did prior would not be effective, and the reason is quite simple. Otherwise, if somebody could do that, so every time he goes to Beis Din, and Beis Din will make him swear, all he needs to do is do a Mesiras Medah before, and like that he won't have any issue. So the entire purpose of making a shua will have collapsed. And therefore, under those circumstances, Mesiras Medah is not effective.